Greetings, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our first of the year daily devotional series. This is going to be called the New Year Launching Pad, NYLP, not NYPD, NYLP. And it's Pastor Bob here, and we'll be doing this series for about a month, up until we get to Lent, and then we'll switch over and do our Lenten daily devotional. And so we got about a month of this launching pad thing. So here I am looking out the window at this gray, hazy, chilly, brisk, you know that you're alive day. We've got the candle burning. That beautiful. Oh. Yeah, that's a beautiful. It's the same one we used before, right? It's that cinnamon cider. And today for the tea, we've got the bonsai mint. Bonsai mint. I love the mint teas at specific times. They're great for settling the stomach and calming the nerves. And there are just certain times and places where that tea is just right. Like right now. Amen. So let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take excerpts from the book called Balaam's Donkey. Anybody ever heard of that? I don't think so. Balaam's Donkey has been written by Michael Casey. Michael Casey is a monk, a well-written monk. He's pretty renowned as an author. But he served for many, 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 many years as a Catholic priest. And in that time, he delivered many homilies. And his style for delivering a sermon was to make notes on index cards. Remember that from high school? So he'd make notes on his index cards, and he would just use that as his outline for his message and then deliver the message. Well, a little while ago, the monk, Michael Casey, pulled out that box of index cards from all his years of preaching. And he decided to write a devotional by writing nutshell versions, shall we say, of his sermons. So that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a month of nutshell versions of Michael Casey's sermons. And there'll be a different one for each day. And then we'll close with a prayer. Always a good idea. So today's message is on tribalism. So listen closely, not a word we commonly use, but a practice that's very common to us in the Christian church. He talks a lot about the Catholic Church, so be prepared for that. But what he says about the Catholic Church is certainly directly applicable to us. We're all Christians in the end, and we can learn a lot from a Catholic monk. Trust me, I have, from many of them. All right, so let's begin. Tribalism. Here's what Michael Casey says. I was raised a tribal Catholic, and I'm grateful for that. I grew up accepting that Catholicism, with all its pomps and works, was the default form of Christianity. And practically speaking, the only certain way of arriving at heaven. There was a strong sense of the difference between us and them, with the unspoken implication that our way was the right way. Sound familiar, folks? Back to Michael Casey. This certainty gave a sense that every piece of the jigsaw of life fitted together neatly, whether or not I understood the details. The difficulty that arises with the idea of tribal Catholicism is that it is a contradiction in terms. Catholic means all-embracing, all-inclusive. There are no outsiders. Tribalism, on the other hand, sets arbitrary boundaries that divide people from one another. It promotes the interplay of shared prejudices and fails to recognize the good qualities that are present outside the self-created frontiers. It is as though we judge people by the clothes they wear If they wore no clothes, we would see only people who, although different, looked remarkably alike. Amen. He goes on, there is a dirty secret in tribalism, despite its feel-good propaganda. The boundaries on which it relies for its sense of well-being are based on fear, resentment, and envy. Maybe we are secretly afraid that others have seen some part of the truth that we may have missed. Perhaps we resent their freedom from the mass of obligations that membership in the tribe imposes. It may happen that we are drawn to envy because those outside seem to be having more fun than we allow ourselves. I suppose that if we make any progress in our experience of God, we will begin to have doubts about the inside-outside division. If God has no favorites, then that means that the demarcation lines that we have drawn are not visible from heaven. Finally, if you read the New Testament, you will discover that we are not the only ones caught up in the trap of tribalism. It is not so easy to recognize that the God who is our God is also the God of those whom we piously reject. We have to change our way of thinking. For Catholics, Vatican II started the process, but we need to work on putting it into practice. We have to begin to think of a Christianity without frontiers. Let me read that one more time. We have to begin to think of a Christianity without frontiers. Amen to that. Let us pray. Creator God, it is your will that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Open our eyes to perceive your providence at work in every corner of the globe, leading all toward that abundance of life which Jesus, your Son, came to earth to give. Help us to see your merciful designs more clearly. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoy our new series, The New Year Launching Pad. That's certainly a good way to start, isn't it? Open our minds. Open our eyes so we can see. And now, I'll remind you that on Wednesday evenings at 7, we'll have our usual Zoom discussion group, and all are welcome to join in, even if just as an observer or listener. We welcome all. In fact, like good Catholics, we're all embracing and all inclusive. Talk to you tomorrow.